Curiosity will include 10.6 pounds of plutonium-238, a relatively hot, synthesized isotope used for propulsion and heating purposes. Carl Grossman is a professor of journalism at the State University of New York College at Old Westbury. He has been investigating the dangers of nuclear contamination since the Three Mile Island meltdown. He says his views on the potential dangers to the public are based on real-world odds.
This isn't the sky is falling as a theoretical problem. The sky has fallen. There have been both in our space nuclear program, the U.S. space nuclear program. We've had three accidents out of about 30 shots now. The Soviets, now Russia, they've had about 50 space nuclear missions with six accidents.
1/1000th of a gram of PU-238 is fatal to humans, and NASA's environmental impact statements describe a significant portion of Central Florida being affected if an accident were to occur at Cape Canaveral.
They can be enormous. Indeed, the environmental impact statement speaks of the area around, 62 miles downwind of the Cape. That's a key area of concern in terms of contamination. I mean, that's from the Cape to Orlando.
But NASA spokesperson Allard Butel said his 5-year-old son is 12 miles from the launch site, and he's not worried. He said if there is a radioactive release, people should stay indoors and turn off their air conditioners, because PU-238's radiation cannot penetrate even a sheet of paper. In 1964, one aborted mission released 2.1 pounds of plutonium. Grossman says this accident was felt worldwide and has been connected to health concerns by a noted physician specializing in radioactive sciences.
Radioactive debris from the SNAP-9A they found on all continents and on all latitudes. This is in 1970, 6 years after the accident. And Dr. John Goffman of the University of California at Berkeley, the late Dr. Goffman, he was an eminent professor of radiological physics. He long, and an MD as well as a PhD, he long connected the SNAP-9A accident to an increase of lung cancer on Earth. Point here is that accidents not only can happen in the space nuclear program, They have happened.
Grossman wrote the book, The Wrong Stuff, The Space Program's Nuclear Threat to Our Planet. His articles on the subject were included in Project Censored's Top 10 Censored Stories in the late 1990s. Grossman says that the public is not aware of the potential fallout, and that with proper planning and safer technologies, NASA can implement these programs without risk to an unknowing population.
Here, the claim is that they want to go to a place in Mars. They can't use solar for locomotion, and thus they're putting us through this extraordinary risk, which in my judgment is not worth it. I mean, there's a lot of places to explore on Mars, I suspect, where you could use solar for locomotion, and let's maybe wait a while before we go to wherever we want to go in this particular mission.
Though scheduled for this Saturday, the launch window for Curiosity extends out to December 18th. Grossman continues to lecture on the perils of nuclear contaminations and is a contributor for the Global Network Against Weapons and Nuclear Power in Space. Reporting from Sarasota for WMNF News, I'm Doug Driscoll.